There are grim photographs from the north last night on the front pages. Liam McBurney's picture in the Irish Examiner shows youths shooting fireworks at the PSNI on the Springfield Road during further unrest in Belfast. The picture by Jason Kern Duff in the Irish Independent shows somebody in a hood throwing a burning object at police officers in the same place. That person and another are captured in even more graphic detail with what look like flames coming out of a bottle in the Irish Times picture by Charles McQuillan. The caption explains that they are nationalist youths attacking the police. Press Eye is credited with the Belfast Telegraph's image of a person in silhouette against the headlights on the Springfield Road facing the water cannon deployed by police, the paper says, after they came under attack from nationalist youths. The Irish News front page picture by Mal McCann shows PSNI dog handlers and their dogs moving in to try and disperse the youths. The sister of Lyra McKee has pleaded for the violence on the streets of Belfast to stop before someone else is killed. So Donna Deeney reports in The Telegraph. Nicola McKee Corner said she was shocked that no one seems to have learned anything from that terrible time. South of the border, the tide is turning in the fight against COVID-19. That's according to the Irish Independent headline over a report that emerging evidence of the positive effect of Ireland's vaccination programme is bringing hope that we may finally be on the path out of lockdown. New figures show a fall in the rate of COVID infection and a drop in patients with the virus in hospitals. Dr. Colm Henry of the Health Service Executive is quoted as saying that while it was too early to say definitively, vaccination was certainly playing a role among healthcare workers and in long-term care settings. The Irish Daily Mail headline says there are 1 million reasons to be hopeful. That's the number of vaccinations against COVID-19 delivered in the Republic 101 days after the programme started. There's not such a hopeful note in the Irish Times lead story, which quotes the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, who said, "We're not there yet," when asked about the possible resumption of outdoor dining and any further easing of restrictions. "It's our job to be conservative," he said, in a defence of the National Public Health Emergency Teams approach. The Examiner, meanwhile, reports that because of the pandemic, more than half of all babies did not receive a crucial development health check due before they turned one. And the Irish Daily Mirror picks up on a story from RTE's Liveline yesterday about a healthcare worker who flew into Ireland to be with her fiancé and is confined to a quarantine hotel despite being fully vaccinated. "Jabsurd," says the headline.